That's the reason, actually, in this world why we feel sometimes maybe not so inspired. Srila Prabhupada speaks that at the present moment we are Sangha Dosha Yukta. That means that we are contaminated by the attachment of the modes of material. We are attached by the modes of material nature. We are attached to certain habits and certain lifestyle. Actually, it was Krishna's arrangement. I just came across one devotee's Facebook and he filmed short video, yesterday morning, and he filmed short video where he expressed that he would like to die. He was thinking that he would commit suicide. But obviously, he still wanted to somehow... Can anybody hear me? Is anybody out there? So I contacted him, and then we exchanged some messages, and some voice messages, something like that. Maybe he was not so inspired to maybe go for a phone call. But he expressed a little bit what he's going through and like that, and I saw that sometimes we are attached even to bad things. Does it happen to you sometimes? That you are attached maybe to not such a good thing in life? You know, that you have some habits and some taste also, which are not so nice, they are not so positive, and they don't have such a good effect. But we are still doing it. Isn't it amazing? Right? So Srila Prabhupada says that we are contaminated. It's like, contaminated means like, I don't know, if I saw the video the other day, one guy, he fell into this, you know, we have these huge ponds of the petrol, and he fell into that pond of the petrol. So they saved him, they took him out, but he was completely soaked in it, so he was completely contaminated, right? So that's actually... us in this material world, we are completely soaked in the material energy. And how to get out of this? That's not so easy, right? Srila Prabhupada says that actually from these three modes of the nature, is kind of everybody familiar what are the modes of the nature? Do I have to explain it? Who doesn't know what are the modes of the nature? David, do you ever hear about this?
Maybe.
It's like, I would say a very simple way, you know, it's like, they are like, three major energies which are controlling this world. They are not doing it independently. They are still directed by Krishna. But Krishna doesn't do the dirty job, you know. So he has a people for it and the energies. So the energies, they control this world. And this one of the energy is called sattva or goodness. Another energy is called raja or passion. And another energy is called tama, or ignorance. So from these three, which one you think, there are two which are not so good. What do you think of it? From these three, which two are not so good? Okay, so the ignorance and the passion, right? Yes, that's exactly what Srila Prabhupada says. Did you read some books from Prabhupada?
No.
Okay, cool. So he says that the aim of life is to become free from all contaminations. He said even from sattva guna. So even this goodness is not so great. But it is still better than rajaguna and tamoguna, right? He said that even in, this has been explained in Bhagavad Gita in the 14th chapter, how to become not contaminated, how to become disinfected. Krishna says this in, because this material world, that now it will get a little confusing. This material world, I just said, is made out of the material energy, right? From these three major energies, they are everywhere. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita in the 7th chapter that Daivihyesha Gunamai, he said that this world, which is made from these gunas, from these modes of the nature, he said it's actually divine. He said it's daivi. So it is material, but at the same time it is not material. So what to do about that? We are in material world, or we think we are in material world. So how we can get, you know, how is it called? This, if you want to get back to the factory settings, Right? So we have to reset our system, how to get back to the factory set, our original factory settings is Krishna consciousness. It's a real ego. All of us has ego. That's undeniable. Based on that real ego, it's created false ego. False ego means we are identifying with something which we are not. On the top of that, you can have, or let's say from this false ego, you can have healthy false ego, and you can have sick false ego. And believe me, majority of us are on the stage of sick false ego. We are not even materially healthy. So how to get spiritually healthy if we are not even materially healthy? Well, the best way is to first to get materially healthy. That's the best thing. And then, from that you can get spiritually healthy, right? So how we can get there? Srila Prabhupada is saying that if we want to be free from this bondage, uncontaminated, then the same attachment should be transferred to the sadhu. So he's explaining that we have in this world some attachment. We cannot just cut it off. Let's say you would say to someone who comes here for the first time, right? And he has maybe some bad habit. And then he will find out, oh, if you want to practice spiritual life, you should not do this, this, this. There is certain rules and like that. Wow, then how I will do that? So usually we advise them, okay, you don't get so much concern with those negative things, but focus more on those positive things. And then these negative things, they will go away in time. And the same thing, it is also with this sick and healthy false ego. Because sick false ego means we don't even know who we are on material platform. If you want to start to practice spiritual life, you have to get to the point of healthy false ego. This is in our tradition called Varnashrama. That means you are engaged according to your psychophysical nature. And that they can get to the point of the association. Association is very important in development, all those good qualities. And let's say this, as I said in the beginning, what is the best from these three modes? Which one is the best one? These modes of the nature? Huh? Sattvaguna. Okay, so the mode of goodness is the best one. So how we can get to this sattvaguna? If we have so many, you know, some traumas from the childhood, traumas from the previous life, right? We have some wrong patterns, how we think. How we can get out of that? Any idea?
Associate with the devotees.
Okay, we have to associate with the devotees. That's a big topic, actually. Association of devotees. Because not all devotees association is the best for you at the moment. Can you believe that? Because even between devotees, there are some differences. And also, even if these, let's say that all devotees which are in this room are the great association. But even then, you will fit with some more and with some less because of the nature, because of the mentality. Right? So it's not everything the same. It's not one homogeneous thing, you know. That's actually, that philosophy is also existing. It is called Mayavada. That's the philosophy that everything is one, everything is same, which is not. So our philosophy is personal and we see the difference, right? We see we are discriminating based on that. So there are actually three categories of devotees. One is Kanishtha Adhikari. One is Madhyama, one is Uttama. I don't want to go so much into this topic today because it is a very big topic and my intention is a little different. But in general, one point what I wanted to mention is that we have to choose carefully our association in spiritual life. And another important thing is that it is us who has to choose it. Nobody else will choose it for you. Or I would say nobody else can choose it for you or nobody else should choose it for you. Only you can choose that. Therefore, you have to use your intellect, you have to use the knowledge from Srila Prabhupada, and based on that, you can choose the proper association. Right? So devotees associations is actually absolutely necessary for achievement in a spiritual life. I want to read just one shloka from Bhagavatam. And here is a few more shlokas, which I just noted it down, just to give the idea. Bhakti muhuh prahavatam tvai me prasango puyat ananta mahatam amalashayanam yenanja solvanam uruvyasanam pavabdim nishye bhavad guna kathamrita panamataha. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam 4.9.11. It is from when Dhruva Maharaj returns home. And Dhruva Maharaj continued. He said, "Oh, unlimited Lord, kindly bless me so that I may associate with great devotees who engage in your transcendental loving service constantly, as the waves of a river constantly flow. Such transcendental devotees are completely situated in an uncontaminated state of life. By the process of devotional service, I shall surely be able to cross the nascent ocean of material existence, which is filled with the waves of blazing fire-like dangers. It will be," that's interesting, "very easy for me, for I am becoming mad, to hear about your transcendental qualities and pastimes, which are eternally existent." So association of devotees will make it easy, actually. But we have to be careful with with who we are associating with devotees. Because some devotees, for example, Srila Prabhupada is explaining in Sri Upanishad that Kanishtha Adhikaris, they quarrel between each other. Whose devotion is better? Oh, we as a Muslims, we are the best. No, you are wrong. We as a Christians, we are the best. No, we as a Hare Krishna, we are the best. And you don't understand. So these are Kanishtha Adhikaris mentality. They quarrel whose devotion towards the God is better. Right? They also quarrel between themselves in within the same group whose service is better. Oh, you should only cook for the Lord. This is the best thing. No, you have to only preach about the Lord. This is the best thing. So this is neophyte approach. And then when you meet with the devotees, then you are meeting on different levels, right? One is that we are meeting here, like in a temple, where it's, I don't know, maybe, what is it, 50 today, 60, what I can see here? Devotees, right? That's like you would say association 1 on 100. So it is very nice and it is very auspicious. But maybe you don't feel like so much to open yourself here, because it's so many people you don't know, and it's so many people which maybe you don't know how they would react if you would say something which is maybe important for you. So then you have another level of association, which is more intimate, which are like a small groups. And then you have another level of association, which is maybe 1-on-1. So all three has a role in the life of devotee. All they are important. But those more intimate, they are the most important, because they will help you to go more deeper in devotional service, and they will help you to make more deeper spiritual progress. So intimate association between devotees is not something which is, or let's say sadhu sangha is not something which is just for new people that they will make spiritual progress, just to make it clear. Here it says, where I have it? I think it is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna bhakti janma mula haya sadhu sangha, Krishna prema janme tenho punach mukya anga. The root cause of devotional service to Lord Krishna is association with advanced devotees. Okay, so the root cause that we can actually start to serve Krishna is association with advanced devotees. That's another thing. That just someone is, they were asking me in the beginning, right? You ask me how long I'm here. around with the devotees. So I said, 25 years, that doesn't guarantee you that my association is the best. Because years doesn't guarantee anything. It is good sign that someone is long time here, but we have to look more in the quality of that devotee. And then the verse continues, even when one's dormant love for Krishna awakens, association with devotees is still most essential. So even if we are advanced, actually when we will become advanced, or I would say the sign that we are becoming more advanced is that we, that's what Prahlad Maharaj said, that he is mad, that we will become crazy. Srila Prabhupada is saying also here. Let me see if I noted this. That we should be mad after the association of a sadhu. So when we will become more advanced, we will start to hanker really, that we would like to have intimate association with devotees. But we will not be discussing, we will not be hankering to meet them and discuss some social topics or conflicts, not like that. But you will be hankering to meet with them and just speak about Krishna. And you will be surprised how many details you can find out when you speak with devotees about Krishna. Just recently we had one of the group which I have, we study Krishna book once a week, and we are discussing the pastimes of Krishna, and you'll be surprised how many details actually are in each pastime. It took us quite a while to cover just the birth of Lord Krishna. You'll be surprised that, do you know why it started rain when Vasudev came out with Krishna and it started rain? Do you know why it started rain? What was the reason? So it's a good opportunity to start to intimately associate with devotees. You can find out.
Yamuna wanted to touch Krishna.
Well, now we're speaking about the rain, not about the Yamuna. You know, I mean, it's the water.
Maybe Yamuna could rest. So.
Or she's rising just only when she sees Krishna. What is interesting, I don't want to go so much into detail, but acharyas are explaining that there are five external reasons why it started rain, and there are five internal reasons why it started rain. So I will just mention a few. For example, one of the reasons was that cloud was so happy that he started to cry out of happiness that Krishna appeared in his color. So he said, so now, from now onward, whenever they will speak about Krishna, they will be speaking about my color. Right. So this was one of the reasons. Another reason was that when Krishna was born, it happened pretty fast that Vasudeva had to take him to... Where he had to take him?
Yeah.
To Vrindavan. Okay, so he was born. He drank little milk, but then he took him even from the breast, you know. So Krishna was actually going quite hungry to Vrindavan. And usually, when the babies are born, they got washed, right? Is it like that, ladies who had babies? Yeah, correct. So, but they didn't have time to wash Krishna, and Cloud knew it, that when they will bring him to Vrindavan, then Yashoda will do that. So he took the opportunity, said, okay, I will be the first one who will wash Krishna. Of course, there is another thing, that Ananta was covering with his hoods because of the rain. So how is it that these two devotees will not be conflicting? Because when you have neophyte devotees, they will start to conflict. They will start to go, hey, this is my sir, what are you doing here? Why I am supposed to wash the Krishna, why are you putting now the umbrella here? Right? But the acharyas are explaining that because they are very advanced devotees, they are pure devotees, right? Ananta is Lord Balaram, Shesha also. So what Ananta did, what he let cloud to wash Krishna a little bit. But then when he got a little scared that maybe Krishna can catch cold, because he's a small baby, you know, he will get completely wet, he can catch cold. So then he covered with his hoods. You know. And for example, that is also explained why Ananta, what do you think? That's interesting. From which side Ananta was covering Vasudev and Krishna? Was it from left, from right, from front, or from the back? From the back. And there is a reason for that. They said that if it would be from the front, then maybe Vasudev would get scared and he would drop Krishna on the floor. And then if it will be from the side, that only Vasudev or only Krishna will be covered, not both of them. So then he was covering them from the back. Anyway, that's another thing. There are another five reasons why he's covering Krishna from the back. But one of them is that he was also serving as a armor, as a protection, that from the back can anything cannot happen. So anyway, back to the reasons of the rain. So when there is a rain, there are these external reasons that, for example, when there is a rain, people don't go outside, right? Or let's say those who are outside, they go home. Because when Vasudev came out, nobody could see him. You know, it was not like that he came out of the jail, you know, and then, okay, I'm out. Oh, how is everybody? No, it has to be everything incognito. So when he came out, nobody could see him. So therefore, clouds started to pour water a lot. So people who were outside, they went inside. Those who were inside, they didn't go out. That's another reason. Those who were at home, they usually, what people like to do when it's raining, they like to sleep, right? It's a good lepo vreme, za spat. Huh? Also, when there's a lot raining, when you drive in the car, you cannot really see well, right? You need, how is it called? Wipers? How is it called? Yeah. Brisauci, yes. Brisauci, okay, super. So, rabiš brisauce, če deš, right? And then, one more reason was there, then if there is a lot noise when it's raining, so they couldn't hear Vasudev his steps, right? So, that was the five external reasons. I will not remember for all five internal, but definitely one of them was that the cloud was crying. I can't remember. Anyway, so when you meet with the devotees and you have intimate sangha, then you can discuss about things about Krishna, which are unlimited. It will never happen in like 1 week. What we'll do? We have nothing to discuss. It's like, okay, we already read all pastimes from Krishna book. We discuss Chaitanya Charitamrita. We discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. Even if you will do that, then there is like, acharyas are explaining that between verses of Bhagavatam, there are stories. Then they say that between lines of the verses, there are stories. Then between words, there are stories. And between syllables also are the stories, which are, there are more details about Krishna's pastime. Right? So, if you just actually just read alone at home, it will never, because devotees like Bodhyanta Sparasparam Kathayantam Chamanitya Tushyanti Charamanticha, the devotees, they find pleasure when they meet together and they speak about Krishna. Right? So we have to be careful to choose our association carefully with devotees and look for that kind of association when devotees speaks about Krishna, about devotional service. And actually it will happen pretty fast that our attachment for Krishna will increase. Because there is one thing which says in Bhagavatam, dharma svanoti sapun syava shvasana katasyat, not padet yadiratim shrama eva hi kevalam. And it says that you can be expert in executing of your all your duties. You can wake up very strictly every morning. You can sit, you can chant your rounds. And then you can do your prescribed duties very nicely. You can maintain your family, or you can do it in temple services and like that. But if this will not lead to the point that your eagerness to listen to the glory of the Supreme Lord is not increasing, and what do you know what Bhagavatam says about that? About this expertise? He says that it is just waste of the time. Because actually all our activities are here, smartave satatam vishnu smartave no jatuchit, right? We have to always remember Krishna, that's a positive side. Negative is never forget him. But this sloka has continuation. That all rules which we have, they are only servants of these two. So if any rule we follow is helping us to be Krishna conscious, that's amazing. But sometimes can happen that some rule maybe you follow, but it's not make you Krishna conscious, it make you less Krishna conscious. Then such a rule maybe for a moment is better to focus on something else. It's not doesn't mean to abandon this rule, or maybe we should re-evaluate why we are doing that particular thing. And this can happen the best way in the ideal association, which as Prabhupada says here, in the association of advanced devotees. Hare Krishna. I believe there will be some comment or question or maybe realization. Would you like to? Yes, please. Lako po slovensko.
Kako prija, oziroma kaj pomeni za bakta, kako se odloča, ko se družiš recimo z non-devotees, ljudmi, ki niso bakte, no? pa nas tudi obdajajo, so prijatelji, kako delati eno selekcijo? Pa?
Yeah, we have no problem with people from outside. We have to just learn the technique how to be more in the position of giving association, not taking so much. It's not a problem to associate, but we are not much inspired maybe to adopt some habits which are maybe not good for devotional service. And we have to admit that people who doesn't practice spiritual life, they usually have those habits. Not all, but usually they do. So we have to be just a little careful that we will not be adopting those habits which are maybe not good for devotional service, but actually, how they will become devotees if we will not give them our association, right? So as you mentioned, friends and family and all these people, we have to just learn how to associate such a way with them that they will actually like our association, and they will also try not to impose on us their values, because I have to admit their values many times are not even from material point of view, are maritime not so good, or to speak of spiritual. But yeah, we have to learn how to give, how not to take so much association. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, shake it off. All right. I hope you will carry some wisdom today with you home for some inspiration. Who from here is having a regular association with the devotees? Let's say at least once a week. Nice. And those who didn't raise their hands, they are having more than once a week probably, right? Yeah, actually, Śrīla Prabhupāda, that's an interesting thing. He says here in the purport of that shloka which I read from Bhagavatam, that anyone who is trying to be aloof from this Krishna conscious society and yet engage in Krishna consciousness is living in great hallucination, for this is not possible. That's not me who's saying it, okay? If you have some complaint, it is too aggressive, it is too much, it is Srila Prabhupada. And actually, I don't care. It is me who is saying it. It is hallucination, it is nonsense. You cannot make spiritual progress without devotees association. No. You have to have regular, intimate sangha. Not just come once a week to temple. That's also not enough. It's not coming to temple, okay, I got my stamp, I had sadhu sangha, haribol. Actually, that mentality is already wrong. I had one devotee who joined one of our sangha, which we are having. And then after some time, he wrote me that, actually, I don't have time. It is disturbing my sadhana, he wrote me. Sadhu sangha is a sadhana. Or let's say, is the sadhana. So, you can create kind of like a false, this is called the sick false ego, you can create false imagination of yourself being spiritual person and making spiritual progress, but it is not real. It is just another version of false ego, and it is sick false ego. And this can tell you, oh, you don't need that. You know, it's okay. You're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Did you chant Nama Aparadha for all these years? That's then another question, right? But you think, oh, I'm making progress. No, if Sanatana Goswami, sorry, six Goswamis, they were meeting every day discussing about Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaurakishoras Babaji Maharaj, all Nitya Siddhas, meeting every day in Svananda Sukada Kunj, discussing about Krishna. Are we meeting every day and discussing about Krishna? Well, if not, then this should be our goal. Right? Okay, once a week? Great. Then maybe twice a week. Right? And then thrice and like that. We have to edit more and more. One point. Every day we have some sangha with the devotees. Then you realize that your life cannot go without that. It's so nice, actually. All right. Shabropar ki.